Blog Talk Radio.
There will be no darkness tonight, but still dim the lights. I'm trying to do this right. I don't want to argue and fight. I want to parlay. It's been a long, hard day. I just want to kick back and enjoy the six-pack and turn the celly off. I'm sick of it ringing off the hook. Hell, I might even read a book or maybe just lay back and stare at the ceiling. Because I'm constantly moving. It's a terrible feeling because I can barely rest these days. I'm moving fast. Sometimes it feels like I'm getting ready to crash. And honestly, this fucking rap shit is kicking my ass. Even though there is times I do be having a blast, but tonight I'ma relax like a champ finally, and enjoy every minute of my privacy. The night is mine and it's young still. I might just pour me a glass of wine and just chill, and take one to the head to get the mood right, and stand on the balcony under the moonlight, and let me in the moment just unite. There will not be any darkness tonight. I'm not having it.
You know what I mean? No phone, the phone is off. I don't even wanna hear about no rap shit. Nothing. Lay here in silence. Hear the crickets sing. You know what I mean? Tonight is mine.
I swear most of the time it feels like I got a brain disorder. But tonight I'ma try to get my brain in order. The pressure's getting heavy and sometimes it's hard to handle it. So tonight I got the incense and the candles lit. I'ma slow down and step back a taste, cause I be feeling like I'm running in the rabbit's race. I never thought that I'd be moving at this faster pace. It's got me feeling like a motherfucking basket case. Days are short, nights are short too. I would chill out like this a little more often, but I just can't afford to. Maybe I'll try to watch a DVD or just mellow out to an R&B CD. Or maybe unwind in my BED so I can rest in peace like I'm Eazy-E. I don't know, the night can take me anywhere, I guess. As long as I'm taking it lightly, I'm caring less. I got things to think about that I'm not gonna think about, like this label meeting that I got in a week from now. And even though I'm hoping things go right, I will not be stressed out about it tonight. Tell him, Mike.
XBN, the Sex Worker Broadcast Network, powered by Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to get put off the show. What's up, everybody?
we need to say a disclaimer.
Okay.
They sponsor the show, but Z-Fly and Tori D, Diane and Tommy, we are not sex workers.
Exactly. What's up, everybody?
I'm going to say you are sometimes on the weekend.
What's up? Raleigh doing Chapel Hill, real hot and fresh, coming at you. Just to let you know, that was actually one of our new artists that we had on our show by the name of Maintain. That was the song No Darkness Tonight. So, you know what I'm saying? Maintain is actually on the horizon. You know, rumor has it that he's been signed, so, you know, to G-Unit. You know, but I'm not going to say everything. You know, I'm not going to say it. So Maintain is definitely maintaining business. He's doing his thing.
But, I told him, you got to let me say some of them G's. On the
you know
G's.
What I'm saying?
When his album comes out, I'm like, just let me say that little part right there.
That's really what's up. So, Tommy, what's going on, man? Good to have you on the show.
Nothing. I'm tired and hungry. Wait
for
Dory to come cook me something to eat.
Oh, no. Okay.
Wait a minute. Who cook it, Tommy?
I'm waiting for Tori to come cook me something to eat.
Hilarious. You must not know, Tori. You know what? I can scramble you some hamburgers.
Oh, wow. Hamburger.
But you know what? I'm learning, though. Now, wait a minute. I'm learning, y'all, for real. Let me tell you what all I can do. I can do baked chicken now. I can do homemade macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
I can cook any veggie meal you want. I got that. You got to remember, I was a vegetarian for like 6 years. So, you know, I got that there. I can get your healthy eating on. Let me see what else I can do.
I'll take the macaroni.
You know what? I know how to cook greens now. I learned how to cook collard greens probably about a month or so ago.
That's really sad.
So you know what?
I
might could throw down a little bit, you know, with the Jiffy cornbread, but I can make it flat like grandmama. So I might could do something. That's what's up.
That's what's up. Well, I know one thing that you could definitely do for us. You can go ahead on and hook us up with the weekly inspiration, what it is.
Okay, y'all. It's your girl Tori D, and I'm coming to you once again with this week's weekly inspiration. Now, normally I do a scripture, but this week is going to be just a little bit different. I'm actually going to do a poem that my Aunt Adrienne sent me today, and I think it's relevant to what we're kind of going through today. The name of the poem is the best poem in the world. So let's see. All right, here goes. I was shocked, confused, and bewildered as I entered heaven's door. Not by the beauty of it all, nor the lights or its decor, but it was the folks in heaven who made me sputter and gasp. The thieves, the hookers, the sinners, the alcoholics, all the trash. There stood the kid from seventh grade, wiped my lunch money twice. And next to him was my old neighbor who never said anything nice. Herb, who I thought had to be rotting away in hell, was sitting pretty on cloud nine, looking incredibly well. I nudged Jesus like, what's the deal? Because I would love to hear his take. How'd all these sinners get up here? Man, God must have made a mistake. And why is everybody being so quiet, so somber? Lord, give me a clue. Hush, child, Jesus said. They're all in shock. Now one of them thought they'd be seeing you. The thought of this poem is to judge not, because we have to remember that just going to church does not make you a Christian more than standing in a garage makes you a car. We have to remember that every saint has a past and every sinner has a future, and that is your weekly inspiration. Stop judging.
That's really what's up.
Yeah, and you know, I had to do this week because, you know, you got so many people talking about Vic. So we have to remember to judge not because, you know, just like some of us may have felt like what he did was kind of grotesque, it's a lot of things we do in our own lives and people feel the same way about us. So judge not. So that's your weekly inspiration.
That's what's up. You know, and I just want to add on to that, you know, people also, like, you know, like some people, they, like, the littlest thing can be judging somebody. You know, like, you know, people think, you know, these days, that you know, like if you just say, like, a little thing about somebody, you know, they just kind of write that off as, you know, I didn't really judge that person. I'm just, you know, saying how I feel or either I'm just being brutally honest or whatever. But, you know, but still, you still are judging that person. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and it's just funny, you know what I'm saying? It's just funny because, like, you know, people, you know, they don't want to be judged themselves, but they have no problem judging somebody else quickly.
Right, and I've always been the type of person that just likes to take self-inventory. How can I work on Tori? Not really always trying to point out what somebody else is doing. Let me just work on me. You know what I mean? So I think if a lot of us kind of took that attitude a little bit, the world would be a better place, starting one person at a time. So let's make a pact to work on ourselves for a little bit instead of trying to work on everybody else. So, you know, I could get on that soapbox all night. So, what's up?
That's right.
What do you say, Tommy?
So I said, it's right, Z-Fly. Stop talking about everybody.
Well, I ain't talking about nobody. I'm talking about you. I mean, if I'm talking about you, then you know.
What you say? I can see it to your face.
Right.
That goes to everybody that I talk about. What I'm saying, I can say to
you. You know
face,
what, Tommy? I ain't never heard you talk about nobody, though. That's for real. Me and Z, you know me and Z, we'll pull off to the side and go off. I ain't never heard Tommy say nothing bad about nobody.
That's right. I'm
so
a good person.
Oh, but yeah. I ain't say all that either.
Exactly.
But
I'm going to
work
know.
On me.
Just let everybody know that our chat is open, so please log in the chat. You know, start writing in there your comments, thoughts, whatever, anything you want to say on the show. We will definitely get it out there for you. Also, we definitely want you to call in tonight to our show, 646-200-3136. Anything that we're talking about, feel free to call in, give your comments, any questions. That's why we're here. I mean, keep it real high and fresh with us. You know what I'm saying? We ain't offended. I mean, shoot. You know, let us know.
Exactly right. If you got something to say about Vic and them dogs, call me. Yeah, I'm going to holler at you.
What was that you saying, Smooth T?
Huh?
I mean, y'all ain't gonna say nothing that I can't say nothing back.
Oh, yeah. Now, everybody, you know, Tommy, he a mess. Speaking of Tommy, everybody, make sure you go to MySpace to check out Tommy's Smooth Tip of last week. It is posted to MySpace. If you want to know how to find our page on MySpace, just look a Real Hot Fresh, and you'll find us, and go to, and make sure you you subscribe to our blog. Tommy's Smooth Tip of the Week is in there. It's very brutally honest, okay? Tommy, what exactly were you talking about last week?
Michael Jackson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know. I kept it real, so whatever.
All right. Well, if you want to know what Tommy's brutally honest thoughts are on Michael Jackson's whole situation, log on to our MySpace again. Type in Real Hot Fresh. You'll find it. And please, please, please do it for me. Leave your comments, because I just want to know what y'all got to say about his thoughts. Because, you know, Tommy's thoughts are kind of out there. So, yeah. All right. Everybody, if you are in the Maryland, Salisbury, Maryland area, you know, D.C., Maryland, whatever. And, you know, around the October month, you're kind of looking for something to do. Well, October 9th and the 10th at the Salisbury Zoo, there will be a meet and greet for a band. And the band name is Remaining Dawn. They're actually like a rock band, you know, kind of rock, you know, kind
of.
Yeah, you know, a variety of band there. They go by the name of Remaining Dawn. Let's see, there will be tickets that you must buy. It's going to be at the zoo, Salisbury Zoo in Maryland. It's going to be like, you know, like for get ready for Halloween type thing. So,
okay, because I was going to say, that's scaring me. You got a band in the middle of the zoo. What about the animals? What the devil?
Hey, okay. So,
it's Salisbury. Makes me think of Salisbury steak. And now I'm really hungry.
Okay, he's talking about food. No. Anyways, it will be in Salisbury, Maryland at the zoo. It's going to start around 6 or 7. We'll definitely keep you posted as we get closer to that date. Again, the band name is Remaining Dawn. Very good band. I've actually heard some of the music, so y'all definitely want to go out there.
They are
a
good band. Yeah.
They are. So if you want to, you know, check out their music, check out, you know, just have like a nice little outing that day. You know, with the animals. They go out there and check out the Remaining Dawn band. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I mean, I'm just curious. That's what's up. You know, the little, you know, lions might be over there bobbing their head. That's what's up.
You don't too.
Tigers and bands. Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, lions are my favorite animals. I absolutely love lions. I'm just infatuated with how they do things, and I just love lions, so. You know, I'm going to give me one, Mm-hmm.
That's really what's up.
Okay,
well,
okay,
everybody,
I guess we'll be reporting on Tori D then.
Totally different.
Wow.
Totally different. I'm going to give me a lion for sure.
Okay.
You got to think deep on that. You got to think deep on that, baby.
Well, I will not be visiting you. Mm-mm. Everybody,
well,
we're gonna definitely start the show, but before we do, we also want to just get everybody out there who is a new artist or, you know, trying to get your music out there. We're gonna we just want to give you know what we do on that section of the show. So Tori D, you know, you want to tell them what we do, girl? What's up?
Definitely, because I get approached a lot of times on the MySpace, but this is what we need you to do. If you are artists out there and you want to be featured on the show, we actually have an email address account, and the email address is realhotfresh@yahoo.com, and we need you to do a couple of specific things. And, you know, we like the fact that you're linking us on MySpace, and that's outstanding, but we also need for you to handle the business side of it. So what you need to do in the subject line is put new artist / your name. This is when you email us. We need for you to send us at least 3 radio-friendly songs. Let me repeat,
radio-friendly.
Not like the one we played starting the show, because trust me, I'm going to get in trouble off of that one with them cuss words in it. But we need some 3 radio-edit songs and a small, you know, bio, kind of telling us about yourself, so that we can go through the music and listen to it. I want you to, everybody out there, to listen to me clearly when I say nobody will be turned down, but we have to have everything in order, okay? So we need your music, we need your bio, and, you know, so that we can know a little bit about yourself, so that the program directors can get together and we can set you a date. That way you'll be able to tell all your friends in advance and, you know, people to listen. You'll have your marketing package put together, because we're not only going to interview you, but we want everybody to know where they can find you and where they can buy your music. You know what I mean? So we really, really want to help promote the unknown artists as well as the known artists. So, you know, definitely do that, but you have to send an email. And, again, the email address is realhotfresh@yahoo.com. In the subject line, put new artists. Or put artist, if you're already established, / your name. You need to send us 3 radio-friendly songs so that we can play them while you're on the air, and a bio about yourself. And that's about it for right now. And then, you know, we'll let you know that we did get the email, and then we'll start working on a date for you. That's an excellent question, Z. So
the only requirement for all of this stuff is talent. If you don't have any, don't apply.
Oh,
that's just my opinion anyway.
There you go, Judge.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
that's what it is.
Somebody judges me, too. You can throw it to me and me out there. Go ahead.
Now, the thing about it is that what you said was, we have to say now, our listeners will call in, and they will, you know, maybe have some questions or some comments for you. So you want to make sure it's up to par and it's something that you really want to stamp your name on it. Because, you know, we at least have every week, and this is the least amount, over 25,000 listeners. So you have to really make sure now when you get on the show that that's something that you really want to do. So
that's right.
That's what's up.
That's true. That's All right, y'all. So there you have it. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and steer into tonight's topic. So if you have been keeping up with us, you know, from the beginning of the summer, you know we're in our summer edition of our show, which we like to call Keeping It Really Hot All Summer Long. So, you know, we promise to, you know, bring y'all hot topics all summer long. And I think we've been, you know, delivering, I think so. So tonight, I think that we do have another hot topic. Basically, we're going to go kind of into the entertainment world, Hollywood, or like some like to say Hollyweird, you know, and then, you know, just the pressure of, you know, just the pressure of being famous and, like, you know, all those obstacles. Especially now, tonight, we're talking about more of the young stars, you know, because, you know, the older people, they are going through things, but as far as, you know, whenever you're young, you're getting into the business as an actor, actress, singer, whatever, you know, being young, 13 to, well, being in your teens, period, you know, it's really tough to you know, to kind of keep up with that lifestyle, you know, because there are so many young stars who are dying from it, you know, dying early, and, I mean, they're just indulging in all kinds of things, so.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, it's kind of weird. I mean, like, you look at people like, you know, Britney Spears, you know, I just think about, you know, how, like, she started off, you know, innocent, sort of, you know, on TV, you know, start off innocent. And what is so funny? And then, you know, now she's kind of like a wild child. But then at the same time, you know, the innocent Britney, you know, was that really her? Or, you know, was that just how people wanted her to come off? You know,
right.
You know, because, like, Britney had many songs where, like, you know, she said that, how the song goes, something like, you know, her lyrics was like, you know, can I just be me, you know, let me be me, not what the press wants to be. You know, so, I mean, to me, I think really, you know, being a young star in music or acting or whatever, it's really hard, especially in Hollywood and, like, you know what I'm saying, these big cities. I mean, what do y'all think about young stars these days?
Well, I think the biggest – yeah, go ahead, Tommy.
I was going to say, like, it's basically like a regular girl. She may grow up wearing little innocent clothes, but as she gets older, her style changes. And that's the same thing with people in Hollywood. Just like Miley Cyrus or Hannah Montana, whatever everybody knows her by. She may dress like, you know, a little girl on her TV shows and in her videos, but when she actually wears the kind of clothes that she wears, she dresses like, you know, more like a regular girl. You know what I'm saying? She might wear a short skirt and some little top. And it's the same thing for Britney Spears. All it is them getting older. And they don't want to have that. Basically, what they're wearing is projecting the image of what people want. So, as they get older, you just change it.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, you know, but see, you kind of said it whenever you said about what people want. Okay, you know, they're not really a regular girl. You know, whenever you're in the spotlight like that, I mean, you know, I mean, not saying that, like, you have to appease the audience, but however, you know, you're taking on that type of job, you know, to be in front of, you know, people. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't think that, like, you should just do anything. I mean, because, like, you know, Britney, I mean, she kind of fell off for a while there. You know, she was, you know, just showing her panties and, you know, kind of just had a breakdown.
And Pikachu's. And her Pikachu's. I'm just saying.
So, I mean, you know, I mean,
she
so
she
like.
She fell off when Kevin Federline came into the picture, though. That's when she fell off. Before.
Okay.
Well,
I
think that with people like Britney Spears and Miley Cyrus are really just entertainment industry, period. I think the biggest problem comes from lack of preparation.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is you take a person from humble beginnings, you know, and a lot of people who are famous now started out poor. Not all of them, but a lot of them did. And nobody prepares them for the beast of Hollywood and the beast of fame. You know what I mean? Most people just like what they see on TV, and all they see on TV is a person cheesing in the videos and smiling with all the cutest clothes, with all the cutest friends. But nobody prepares them for the blogs that are going to be put out about you, for the best friends that are going to stab you in the back for a book deal, or for the friends that are going to turn on you because you don't have time for them anymore and put all your business in the street. Nobody prepares you for a husband in Britney Spears' situation that will only want you solely for your money, get all your money, then treat you like a piece of dirt. Nobody prepares you for that. So when you get put in a situation where you're famous and everybody knows your name, if you don't really have, and this is for people who believe the way that I believe, if you don't really have a relationship with Christ, the beast of Hollywood itself can kill you. Because you have to remember, once you sign on a dotted line, once you sign to Sony, and once you sign to, you know, the J Records and whatever record label, then you owe them. You know what I mean? You're basically theirs. You know, nobody owns you, but in a sense, they own your work. So when you go out, say like, for example, me, if I just want to run to the grocery store right quick, you know me, I throw on a baseball cap, some jeans, you know I'm out. But when you're famous, you just can't go out looking a hot mess because you always have to represent, you know, a certain company or a certain product. So you no longer get to just be yourself anymore. You have to be this person and this image, and everybody can't deal with that. There's so many talented people out there, but Hollywood would eat them up because they're not prepared. And I think that, you know, a lot of people, we work on the being famous part, and we work on the getting out there and the being on MySpace and the being on Facebook and the being on Twitter and the networking, but we never really consider fame, even when it comes down to the money. If you look at, you know, these shows, The Real Housewives of Atlanta, or even if you just look at MTV Cribs and people be ragging on a $150,000 chain, you know, you could have put two people through college with that money.
Exactly.
Nobody ever tells them, baby, you got a budget. Because this money not going to be here like this. I think Andre 3000 said it best in one of his songs. He said, we live by the beat like y'all live check to check. And a lot of people just totally, you know, they totally bypass that song. But what he was saying was, if y'all don't move y'all feet, then we don't eat, so we like next to next. Meaning that money ain't going to be there always. You might be the number one artist today and nobody know your name tomorrow. So nobody prepares them financially either, so financially or mentally. And then they end up in a lot of situations where they just totally screwed. They have no foundation in God, you know, that they can fall back on. And then, you know, they got to deal with fame. Everybody in your business, I tell people all the time, I would much rather be wealthy than famous any day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I can produce music and write songs, you know, like the best of them. I would much rather do that than everybody know who I am. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because that way you still get to have a life. But fame, Hollywood, it's a beast all in itself. So you can't even really look at these people and blame them. You know, it's hard to prepare for a lifestyle like that where everybody knows your name. Everybody care who you dating this week. If somebody had a camera on me in all my dates, oh, my goodness. So I can't imagine what these celebrities, you know, be dealing with. Because I could just go out and do my thing. You know, if I like them, cool. If I don't, we done and next week and nobody cares. But with them, you know, people articulate and they sit and they feed out their every move. So that's kind of hard for any human being. I mean, I just can't imagine nobody being up in my business like that.
Be sure to call in. Be sure to call in 646-200-3136. Tell us your comments and tell us your questions if you have questions on the topic. We love to hear it. But, you know, Tordy, you're right because, I mean, it really is hard. I mean, especially, you know, for a young person. You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of like what you said. I mean, like, somebody's always in your business. You have like the prop, you know, the we call them the paparazzi, you know, outside your house. I mean,
right.
You know, it really is tough for someone who's young. I mean, especially you know, they definitely need you know their parents' help or whatever.
Right.
It's just, I think it is really tough. You know, I look at how you know, I don't want to use that, but I was going to say, like, you know, the Chris Brown situation. You know, he's you know, he's rather young.
Yeah.
And then look how you.
Bless his heart. Well, bless both their hearts in that situation, right?
Exactly. But, you know, I mean, like, people, you know, I mean, like, you know, all in the business, you know, I mean, it's just everywhere. And then, you know, like, I know, like, a lot of stars, too, like, when something happens, you know, it seems like the media, they always put out, you know, the worst of it. You know, they don't really put out, you know, what really happened.
The whole story,
really,
they put their spin on it.
Exactly. So, exactly. And then whenever they put their spin on it, I mean, they really spend it, you know, out of control. So, but, you know, but you said something, too, that was kind of interesting about the spiritual side of it. You know, because do you think,
right.
A lot of young stars, it's kind of hard to stay, you know, close to God, you know, in that lifestyle?
Certainly, because even for the average Christian person, it's hard to stay in that lifestyle. It can be plenty of times that I'm in certain situations where I would want to cut somebody out, just keeping it real hot and fresh, right? But
but
my spiritual side says, okay, Tori, bridle your tongue. You know, that's just not the way to go. You know, don't do this, don't do that. So if it's hard for me, a person that doesn't even have an ounce of the pressure that they have, can you imagine what, you know, they go through? And then you got people constantly always calling them, always needing something. You know, so it's definitely hard and it's definitely difficult, but the relationship with Christ is necessary because at the end of the day, that's what's going to stand. You know, the Bible even tells you don't put your trust in men, put your trust in God. You know what I mean? Because men can fade away.
Right.
So I think that definitely the relationship with God is definitely needed in Hollywood or in any type of circumstance or situation. Like I said, if we go through what we go through in our regular day-to-day lives, you know what I mean? But and we can come home to our homes and at least we can have some type of reserve in our homes. Can you imagine what they go through? And I don't even like you'll see critics on TV and they'll say certain statements like, well, that's what they signed up for. Well, that's the price of fame. Well, that's, I don't buy that for the simple fact that a lot of people who are famous, look at these football players, for example. A lot of them signed up because they love playing football, because they want to help their mamas out and their families out and their cousins out and their this and their that. Nobody signed up to help everybody all in their business and to help everybody worrying about who they dating, you know, and to help everybody, just like the situation with Jamie Foxx and him, you know, having a child or whatever. Who cares? And people are like, well, he didn't tell nobody. So? It's none of your business if he have a baby. That's none of your business. He didn't have it with you. So when I see stuff like that, that just burns me up. Like, because he's famous, he is a paid actor. If he made you laugh with his comedy, then he's done his job. If he made you smile in a movie or made you cry in a movie like Ray or did good acting, that's his job. It's not his job to tell everybody his business and who he slept with and who his baby mama is. You know what I mean?
But that's what we can take it.
That's one of the things that comes with it, but that doesn't make it right, though. And that's not what a person signed up for. They had a business all in the street. I can be good at what I
do. When you got your name out there, you got people that's obsessed with you that want to know everything about you. That's why, like, when we did the show with T-Boss,
right?
Yeah, all these people calling in. That know all this stuff about T-Bot. They're following her every step of the way. That's something she has to come to realize before you even want to be famous. Whether you're going to be a professional football player or basketball or singer, you're going to have these people that are obsessed with you. They don't actually know you, but they love you just to that point, you know, where they're going to want to know everything about you. And that's where you come with the people where, like, well, Dad, he had a baby, he ain't tell nobody. I would like to know. Most people don't care.
Yeah, that's kind of like what I said, you know, earlier, because, I do see what Tory D's saying, that, you know, that they don't sign up to have that, but it's just that in Hollywood, even though you're not signing up for it, in a way you are, because, I mean, you know, kind of like whenever people say that's the price of fame, it sounds kind of bad, but it kind of is, because, you know, for example, Michael Jackson, look, everybody loves him, blah, blah, blah. You know, somebody like that, you know, of course people is going to be, you know, want to know your every move, your every business. Because he's in the spotlight, you know, he's on TV, he's on the radio. So, it's kind of like, it kind of comes with the job. Even though you don't want that part, that's kind of part of the job. You know, you got the paparazzi, you know, you got bad media everywhere, you know, you got stalkers sometimes, you got...
Mm-hmm.
I
understand what y'all are saying, but at the same time, that doesn't make it right, and that's the reason why a lot of those young stars, especially the younger ones, are losing their mind and going crazy and cutting their heads, shaving their heads off bald, because that's a little bit ridiculous. Society has got a little bit off the chain.
There's so much pressure on them.
Exactly.
Well,
it's too much pressure.
They got into it without realizing what kind of situation you're getting into. It doesn't matter if you're famous or not. If you hit the lottery for, you know, a couple million or 100 million.
And won't nobody know. I done already said. Just like Diddy said, well, not Diddy, but Biggie said a long time ago, more money, more problems. So if I ever hit the lottery, I'll mail you a check in the mail, tell you better not tell nobody. Because that's just
when you hit the lottery, it's like an automatic thing. People find out about you. And what they're going to do is some of these people might actually need something from you. You know, their child needs this heart transplant, and they don't have the money. Well, you just hit the lottery for $25 million, and all they need is $250,000, which, I mean, that doesn't sound like a much. I mean, you have like millions of dollars, $250,000.
Yeah, but when you got thousands and thousands of people asking for it, that is a bit much. And like
it
I was
is.
Saying, going back to the pressure of society, I think that it's utterly ridiculous for somebody not to even know you or be your family or whatever. Somebody you ain't talk to you and ask you for something because you got it. You don't think that's ridiculous?
I think it's unexpected. If you got money, expect somebody to ask you for something.
If I'm a person that writes music and the music touches you and the music moves you and it made you have a better day or it made you reflect on something that's beautiful, why isn't that good enough? Why do I then have to tell you all my business, who I've been with, where I'm going? I mean, that's ridiculous. We as a society have to really get over it. You have to let people. Every day we all get up and we go to it. For the most part, we all get up and we got a gig. We do our gig and we get a paycheck. A famous person does their job. They do their concerts. They get a paycheck. Why then should they have to give everybody all their business?
Well, you know, for some people that's their job to get dirt. I.e. Perez Hilton, you know, i.e. You know, some of these news people, you know, like if they don't get dirt, you know, they might have a job. So that's one reason why there's so many stars business out there on Front Street, because mm-hmm. there are people's jobs, just like TMZ. Look at that show. That's their job to get dirt on stars. I mean, that's a dirty job, yeah. But that's their job. You know what I'm saying?
At the same time, a famous person is still a person. Just like in your neighborhood.
That's my whole point.
You know, in your neighborhood with all the people you know, if this girl gets pregnant by this guy, somebody's going to come tell you. You're not going to say, well, don't tell me. I don't even want to know. You're like, oh, really? Wow. Well, it's the same thing with a famous person, except for this person is a lot more known than this girl down the street. So you got millions of people that want to know his business. Basically, oh, you telling me that Michael Jordan had a baby by some Spanish girl. Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Or he cheated on his wife. People want to know because people love gossip.
So you think as a society as a whole, we are a nosy people?
Yes.
That's why you have all the
But it's right, though. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to get you guys to see it my way. That's not right. And at some point, somebody has to say, you can report news, but it doesn't have to be gossip.
That's true.
It's all going to be gossip because that's what it's going to do. It's going to spread like wildfire. Because
when you find out
about something that's surprising to you, you're going to talk to somebody, and then you're going to end up telling them the same thing that you found out, and they're going to tell
and
somebody.
And then it gets all messed up. Yeah.
And then that's the reason why you have the Lindsay Lohans in rehab.
Yeah.
Because they can't deal with it. And the Britney Spears shaving their hair off because they can't deal with it.
And then, I'm glad you said that, Tori.
Supposedly, she didn't actually save her hair off because she couldn't deal with it. Supposedly, Kevin Federline was going to say something about some drugs that she was taking. And, of course, you could be a drug test in time, but if they take a hair follicle sample, you can't meet that because the drug stays in your hair. So that's why she shaved her head off, supposedly.
And that sounds like some high gospel.
Yeah, so, but Tori D, I'm kind of glad that you said that because, you know, let's kind of talk about, you know, the pressures of being famous for a young teen. You know, kind of like what you say, you know, they're in rehab, they're shaving their hair off. Also, you know, they're taking pills, you know, they're overdosing,
right.
You know, because they can't, you know what I'm saying, they can't deal with the pressure. You know, I mean, they're killing themselves off, they're getting old, aging. It's really a mess.
It's not all about pressure, though. You can't say that. Look at how many people you know that do drugs. How much pressure are they under with just a regular society?
But most people say, Tommy, that they turn to drugs, that they turn to alcohol, that they turn to the weed or whatever to release the stress.
Exactly.
To get away from the pressure. Nobody says, oh, I just, you know, started smoking crack cocaine because I thought it was a good idea. Most people
that have been doing something. Okay, they might have started smoking when they turned 18 or smoking at some point. Okay, you're smoking. Your friend's over here, he's smoking weed because he likes it. He's going to offer it to you. You take it one time, okay, I like that too. Now I'm smoking weed.
And you like it, why? Because it relaxes you and it helps you think deeper. Now I hang around some bona fide tree smokers, so I know what I'm talking about.
Oh.
and most of them say, I'm talking bona fide.
You're not under no serious stress.
But most of them, no, most of them be like, man, I had a hard day at work. You know, stop plugging on my last nerve.
let me hit that. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, that's the reason why most people turn to alcoholism and everything like that. Alcohol is not a person that occasionally has a drink every blue moon if they go out for their birthday. I'm talking about somebody who hitting the beers either as soon as they get home from work or in the morning right before they go to work. How many times have you ever seen people at work like, "Who, I need a cigarette. These folks getting on my nerves."
You'll never hear me saying, "I understand why this person is doing that." You can smoke weed, you can drink, you can do any kind of drug you want to. Unless it knocks you out right after you take it, what you're going to end up doing is talking about some same problems that you got while you hitting this blunt. You're going to be talking about your problems when you're done with this and you back regular, you back sober. You ain't high no more.
And then that goes to the pressure because let me make a point. Problems don't go nowhere, but some people get so down, Tommy, to the point where that little 5 minutes of high, it's something that they chase and they sell their bodies for, and some women have sold their kids for that little 5 little minutes of breaking away from that pressure. And we as a society, we have to change the way that we act because that's what's happening to our entertainers. It's too much pressure. It's too much of the people in the record industry telling them, no, you got to have 15 butt-naked women in your videos because sex sells. When you got an artist like Common or artists like, you know, it's a lot of positive artists that are out there now who really don't get down like that. But because sex sells, and you got the pressure of all these people around you telling what you ought to be, what you ought to sound like, you know, then sometimes they succumb to that pressure when they're not really grounded. So we as a society have to change. And we can't just say, dang, that's a shame that they're doing this on the videos. Dang, that's a shame that they're doing that. We have to take a lesson from our forefathers. In the past, when our forefathers didn't like something, they didn't watch it. They didn't patronize it. To this day, my kids, we don't watch 106 in part and all that foolishness. And, you know, I give it up to whoever get mad. That's your business because I got to raise my two. You raise yours when you go home. We don't watch a lot of foolishness on TV because I never raise my child to feel like a woman is a video prop or a woman has to degrade themselves or be half butt naked to get some respect. I'm raising a diva.
Okay.
And as a society, we have to stop, you know, putting these people on pedestals and being all up in their business and let them entertain and go home. You think about the people back in the day when our grandparents were, you know, going to see them at the little sock hops or whatever they called. Them people got on stage, they did their thing, and they went home. We didn't find out to Jamie Foxx did Ray how many children Ray Charles had. You know what I mean? And all his business, because our grandparents didn't talk about that. They weren't studying it. They was trying to go hear him sing and go home. Think about all the hot mess that we know now about these artists that we didn't know when we was growing up. We didn't find out all their business till now because we so nosy now.
Well, look at how
just let people live.
Look at all these celebrities that are hopping from girl to girl to girl. You're going to make some chick mad in there that knows all your business. You might make your babysitter mad that knows all your business. And what is she going to do? She's going to put it on out there. There are a lot of celebrities that have kids that you don't even know about. And nobody will ever really know. Nobody's going to know who Michael Jackson
is. If there wasn't such a huge audience for it, they would put it out there and talk to the wind. We as a society have to give these celebrities a break. We really do. Especially, it's really not their job to tell us. I mean, that really just infuriates me. It's really not their job to have to tell us all their personal business. Now, when it comes to entertainment, let's just say, for example, if they finna come out with a new album, or if they finna merge with this group, or open their own business, stuff like that. Okay, that's cool to let us know because we want to support our fans. But we almost act like they owe us their business. And that's not right. We need to let our artists be artists.
And
not trying to make them
anything.
Our best friend. A lot of people do though.
You put your stuff out there, I listen to it. That's good enough for me. I don't care who you having kids with personally.
Yeah, but
I don't
I'm
buy
telling you,
magazine.
Me either. Me one either.
One
but a lot of people definitely do. Okay.
Hold on. Good show. We're 15 minutes down to the show. I just want to say that if you do want to call and give us a comment, the number is 646-200-3136. And let us know, what do you think of Young Stars today? And, the situations that they're in, depressed, people, just how they're tearing them apart mentally, physically, whatever. Just let us know if you want to call in. 646-200-3136. So obviously, it looks like that Tori, that you definitely, obviously, you don't agree with how society treats these young people. And then, Tommy, I guess what you're saying is that, if you choose to be in Hollywood or be a star, that you're kind of, making your own bed. Is that true?
Basically, it's like this. When you are famous, you cease to have privacy. When you want privacy, you spend your money to get it. That's why you see people start paying $25,000 to go rent some island. They want total solitude. Hey, you want it, you can go get it. But
that's
I don't expect for you to be able to hop in your car, drive down to the grocery store, and nobody bother you. It's not going to happen. You're going to get hounded 24/7 because you are famous. If I was famous, I would expect it. If I'm going to see Tennessee doing videos and everything, I'm going to expect people to always be in my business. You don't have privacy anymore.
But yeah, that's true. Earlier, Tori, I love what you said whenever you said that that people, we have to make a stand. Whenever you see all this promiscuous, just awful things on TV, you got to turn the TV off. A lot of people, they don't want to turn the TV off. A lot of people, they love the gossip. They love to watch shows like,
they stay here and keep watching it.
They continue to watch it. They listen. I mean, basically, basically, a lot of these shows is kind of these people's opinions, but people will take it and just run with it. But we do need more talk show hosts, more people who are talking positive on
exactly.
famous people's behalf. You're right. You turn
but
on
you
TV.
Can't, you can't complain about it, though, because that's
why
just
not?
Like Michael Jackson hung his baby over the balcony. You heard about it, and that's gossip, whether you watched it on TV or whether you heard about it from somebody else. Like I said, if you don't want to hear something, every time somebody comes to you with any kind of information that does not include themselves or you or your family, just be like, I don't want to hear it. But people don't do that. You want to know what's going on. So you can't, they can't complain about it.
They're going to spend
the truth.
Know,
though. They're nosy.
They're going to exaggerate. Sometimes they exaggerate, though.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
because then you got people saying he was attempting to kill his child. Now, come on.
Come on.
Look at it like this. If the news doesn't exaggerate on something, how often would it actually be interesting?
But why would you want something to be so gutter minded? So I mean, that just says a lot about our society as a whole. Then it has to be in the gutter to be interesting. I mean, that's utterly ridiculous.
Well, look at it like
that's
this.
Ridiculous.
If the news went to the park and said, "Oh, here's a little girl skipping through the park," you wouldn't want to pay attention to that. But if they pull up on some crime scene where somebody's having a shootout with the cops, I bet you watch it.
I'm telling you like this: at some particular point, somebody somewhere has to take a stand and say, you know what, enough is enough. If you ever want, if you really ever do care about a celebrity, whether young or old, we have to take some of the pressure off and give them people some privacy. Think about Usher, and I will say Usher because I went to middle school with Usher, and I care about him personally. The fact that his divorce, something that is so private, has to be just talked about and blogged about and this, that, and the other, to me, that's utterly ridiculous, and I hurt for him because I know him personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think that some stuff we need to just kind of back off a little bit and let them people kind of go through that themselves. I'm saying as a society, we got to start going back to the old school a little bit and let some people personal stuff be their personal stuff. And then maybe you won't have the people strung out on drugs. Like I said, like the Lindsay Lohan. And let me just say, Lindsay Lohan is the ones that we know about. It's probably several of them. Look at Heath Ledger. Bless his heart. couldn't sleep and overdosed on sleeping pills because of what? The pressure that people put on them. We have to learn as a society as a whole to kind of lay off people a little bit because people losing their lives.
They need to learn not to respond to pressure.
Well, you know what, but then
the pressures of Hollywood are no different from the pressures of your regular life. That's why
Sure they are. Very different.
But you know, but once you do something, yeah, but it's so hard to say that.
Take something from you.
It's so hard to say that too, though, because see, I mean, like, you know, like, it's really hard for, like, I guess society as a whole to really back up because, you know, like, some people, they don't want to back up because, like, you know, maybe they don't like that star. You know, like, you know, for example, like Beyonce. You know, people hate on Beyonce. So, of course, you know, those people, they don't want to back off and leave her alone. You know, they want her, you know, to sound bad in the media. You know, some people, you know, I mean, people just hate anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, for a whole, it would really kind of be impossible. You know what I'm saying, for, like, people to just kind of lay off because, like, you have so many different people who, like, think differently about these stars. You know, like, maybe the people who love this star, you know, they wouldn't mind backing up because they love them. But then you have the people who don't really care, you know, if that star live or die. So, you know. It's just,
right. I think with us, and you have to think about where this show was, where it is now, and where we're on our way. Okay. All of us pretty much have tough skin. All of us have already been through a lot. You know what I mean? I'm a little bit older, and I know y'all, so I know y'all on a mental level, well, maybe y'all can deal with it. But a lot of people haven't been through a fraction of our stories of what we've been through, and then they just get shoved out there and have to deal with it. So when the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show blow up, we're not going to blow up because we've been on here dogging somebody out. Or we're not going to blow up because that's where you can get the hottest gossip. We'll be the light that is a positive light that's out there doing something positive, trying to help change society. You don't have to be gutter-minded. You don't have to be always talking negative to make money or to be prosperous because at the end of the day, and I know this for a fact, a gossiper or a person that's negative or hateful, they have to go home and look themselves in the mirror, and that's not a good feeling, especially if you're doing it just to get paid.
Right.
Well, because at the end of the day, you human too.
He loves what he does. And he'll tell you, he's like, they're like, how you sleep at night? I sleep very well.
I doubt that. There's a lot of people who
love to know everything about people. And them putting it out there does not bother them one bit.
I doubt very seriously that he sleeps well. And you have to remember, I'm a sleep technician, so I doubt very seriously.
And that's like people who are chasers in Hollywood. Basically, what they do is they stand day out like almost 24/7. And whenever they see somebody famous, they're snapping pictures of them to sell them.
That's awesome.
These people go home and sleep very well. You know why? Because they just got paid $25,000 for this.
But money is not everything. Money can't buy you a peace of mind, though. I had a lot of people that sent me messages on the Facebook and the MySpace and was like, why didn't you ask T-Boz about this? Why didn't you ask T-Boz about that? And I'm like, wait a minute, that's a business. That's why.
Exactly.
You know, so somebody has to step up, and it would definitely be the Keeping It Real High and Fresh show. And just, you know, we're going to do it a little bit differently. Because I don't know where you're coming from.
I wouldn't ask her no personal questions either.
Right.
That's her business. But at the same time, you have these people that are fanatics about her. So they want to know everything.
Yeah.
If she gets up this morning and she stomps her toe, if she twists about it, people want to know. They go, oh, T-Boz hurt her toe this morning. It might even make the news. That's how bad people are about it. But frankly,
they want to know, you know, what house she's buying or did she dig her nose? It's silly. We are six minutes down to the show. Let's go ahead and get some final thoughts. We have 10 ways, you know, your ghetto coming up, but let's get some final thoughts before we end it. So what is everybody's, my final thoughts would be just, let's see, I'm kind of on the fence, basically. I mean, I do... the reason why I say that is, I mean, especially in today's society, not saying that it can't be changed. I mean, I never fold. I never put a stop to anything. I mean, there are miracles. you know, things can happen. But I'm just going to say that, you know, in today's society, you know, if you are a young artist or star or you know, somebody who wants to be in the limelight, just kind of know, you know, the good. Don't look at the good, you know, the life. You know, you have the fans, you know, you making money. Also, you know, be realistic and then think of, you know, the gossip, you know, the hard.
Right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Just be realistic about it. You know, the paparazzi in your business, you know, all kinds of bad things. You know, just be realistic. And but then at the same time, society, let's kind of like what Tori D said, let's kind of back off, give people the space. These are real people. They're not robots. They're not, just because they're entertaining, they're people. They're people. So, and then I think lately, especially lately, you know, I think, like, the world kind of sees that, you know, like with Michael Jackson, you know, with Farrah Fawcett, with Ed McMahon, you know, they're people. I mean, you know, they die, they live. So just give them a break. Tori D, what do you think?
I think that's exactly right. I couldn't say it better. And I guess, you know, I totally agree with what Tommy was saying, too. It kind of comes with the territory, but I don't think it should. I don't think it's right. And that's my final thought.
What you got, T?
I say, fame comes attention. So, basically, wherever you want to be famous, you should basically just wish your privacy away because it's all gone. When you buy a house, they know. When you buy a car, they know. When you do anything.
When you buy somebody else a house and a car, they know.
Okay. They know. That's what, you know, also, I want to kind of correct something about the band earlier, you know, the band, the Remaining Dawn band that'll be in Maryland. Actually, the band will not be playing. you know,
okay.
I'm an error here. You know what I'm saying? The band will not be playing.
Hey, I'm kind of like, you're going to just scare the poor animals.
I know. And then also, if you do go to the Salisbury Zoo, there's no lions there. What's actually going to be happening is there actually going to be dance teams. They'll be there dancing to, like, different songs like Thriller, Ghostbusters, and, like, a lot of Halloween classic songs. So that's what will be happening. The band will not be playing. Some of the members from the band will be there, but they won't be playing. So I just want to let y'all know that if y'all do go in October and then y'all looking for the band to be playing, they won't be playing, okay?
Okay, thank you, because I'm seeing like, them animals going to be, what the?
yeah, I wanted to kind of go ahead and clear that up because some people will come back and then they will judge me for that, okay?
Man, you had us out there thinking the band was going to be there. You guys,
all right, y'all, but we got 2 minutes down to the show. Y'all know before we go what we got to do, the 10 ways, you know, you ghetto, so let's get it cracking.
And you found me a drum line. Yay.
Hey. We're going to do something. All right, y'all, number 10. You know you are extremely ghetto if you refer to Walmart as your second home. Okay.
Okay.
Now, how many of y'all do that?
Me. Why
me
you
too.
Two before I read up on old Walmart? I'm smacked off a little bit.
Number 9, if you throw away your drawers after one wearing from passing gas, you the ghetto mess, Tommy.
Yeah.
Why you gotta put me out here like that?
That's a little nasty. Number 8. You know you ghetto if while you're in court serving jury duty, taking down your braids. Okay, Tori, did you like a little bit too hard? Have you done that?
No, I have done something very. I've been in church taking down all my car braids.
My good.
So I can relate to that.
Number 7. You know your teacher ghetto, and she is teaching her kids algebra from a ghetto level. Talk about something. All right, class, if you buy 3 Prada bags for 50% off and 3 Gucci bags for 30% off with regular prices being $79.99, how much will your total amount be? Now, I want y'all to find the answer using dice. What kind of mess is that?
Oh, my Lord.
Number
like 6.
You know you in a ghetto situation if you just met your dad for the first time in a game of spades.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Number 5, you know you ghetto if the only way you'll date a guy is if he has a rap sheet. Now, Tori D. I mean.
Okay, they talk about me. Because y'all know I love Dilbert. Y'all know I give a brother a chance in a minute. All he got to do is tell me what happened.
Or, you know, you get a, if your car leaks worse than a baby's pamper.
Oh, my Lord.
Number three, you know you get them if you're 25 and still getting allowance from your parents.
Oh, my goodness. Ghetto in a hot mess.
Number two. Oh, stop it. You didn't call me out like that. Number
you
two.
You said Z-Fly.
Call me out.
Oh,
try
Lord.
To call me out. I'm going to go to number two. You know you're on a ghetto date where you're making love to your girl for the first time, and she's too preoccupied with killing flies in her house. Okay, she Yeah, you might need to break up with her, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Number, you know you got a ghetto dentist. If while he's operating on your teeth, he has only six good teeth in his mouth. Okay,
oh,
so
my goodness. That's the first thing you take when you pick a dentist. If his teeth just, and let me tell you, I had to, oh, I'm sorry, we don't got time to do. I was going to tell y'all this dentist story. Go ahead, Z-Fly.
No, but you know, but I mean, my whole thing is, I mean, if he only gets six good teeth, y'all might need to switch places. You need to work on his teeth. How about this?
Okay.
All right, y'all, thank you so much for tuning in with us. Tune in next week. Next week, we have a great topic. Next week, we will be talking about, is America doomed? With the economy in the shape that it is America still the greatest country in the world? Now, y'all think about that, and then come on back next week whenever we will keep it really hot for the summer, and we're going to discuss that topic. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. So this has been Raleigh Durham Chapel Hill. We is out of here. We're going to leave you with Bell at the show. Peace, y'all.
Hi.
You know our future selves are gonna hate us. Travel far from the son of David, which means I'm closer to Caden White.